high atop the internet, 52nd floor overlooking the universe, for the week of August 27th, 2011. It's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, whatever the case may be. I am Daniel Brewer. I'm glad that you have joined us this evening. And joining me from Arkansas, where low prices are guaranteed, it is Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
No, it's prices are falling.
Oh, prices are falling.
Or wait, was that like 10 years ago? I don't know.
Not really sure. All that remains to say is to remind you that this episode of Dubious Intent Plus is brought to you by CheapLubes.com. CheapLubes.com for all of your lubrication needs. Make sure at checkout you use the offer code DIPLUS.
You know, I was just using some cheap lube earlier before you called.
Really?
Yeah, it worked out pretty well.
Well, it certainly didn't salvage last week's show.
No.
All right.
You're not supposed to say anything
That. No, because it's been 2 weeks since the interwebs has heard from us. So go ahead and spill it. What the hell has been going on? Why have we been gone?
Well, you were on a trip. I was on a trip to Atlanta, and I had fleas. And then just to sum everything up, so I had a major flea problem.
Uh-huh.
The dog was having to stay at my parents. I tried Foggers. I tried, industrial strength, whatever. I tried everything. Right. And so I left the dog at my parents' house. Well, for those of you who don't know about fleas, when there's no animal in the house and a human walks in, the fleas decide that the human is the animal.
Yes.
So I had fleas jumping all the fuck over me. I felt skeezy.
Well,
I mean, so that's one thing that happened. And then that's all I'm going to say about that. I've had a professional out now. I hope.
Oh, you've had a professional flea guy out. So
I have had sprayed everything down and with whatever they use, and he told me to vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
And what?
No, it's fine. Professional.
You asked me what's been happening. I'm telling you what's been happening.
Wasn't expecting an epic poem. I didn't say what was happening is why have they not heard from you. So the short story is you went on a trip, I went on a trip, and then we did record last week, but then you decided that you were going to kill all of your computers and you couldn't get your files off.
Well, there's not much to say about that. I was going to edit it on Sunday because I've been working really hard. Anyway, work's been a nightmare. And I came in here to edit and I noticed my computer was off.
Yes.
And I went to turn it on and nothing happened.
So it was dead.
So it was dead. And I'm more a software guy than I am a hardware guy. And I don't know much about hardware. So I didn't know what to do. And so it's being taken to a shop, to a guy on Sunday. And I'm hoping that it's the power supply.
Okay.
Because if it's the motherboard.
Yes.
Then I may be out of luck.
Well, then you could just buy another motherboard. But that's neither here nor there.
But that's so the reason. We had a lovely show.
It was the greatest show that we'd ever recorded. It was so awesome. And you basically threw it away. So now people are stuck with this piece of crap. So anyway.
Well, I have the audio. So at any point, once the computer's fixed, uh-huh, I can pull it off. I'm sure the hard drive isn't dead. I'm sure it's either the motherboard or the power supply.
The problem with that is we're probably just going to repeat a whole bunch of material tonight. So
that's true.
So therefore, it doesn't.
So you just better be really good tonight.
I will be very, very good. So I did my whole thing last show that no one will ever hear about my diet, because I'm trying to lose 200 pounds in the next 3 weeks before I get to Vegas.
I think you put it something like you were trying to lose the equivalent of a midget.
Right. Yes.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to, and I had a whole website, and now I don't even know where the fucking website is. And basically what it was is there was some stupid health website on Huffington Post that had a thing about foods that boost your metabolism. And so my new diet is just to mix all of those things together. So that's all it is. I just mix everything together. So I'm subsisting totally off of a diet of tuna fish, hot sauce, yogurt, and something else.
There was a lot more in there. You can't find the website.
It's Huffington Post. And if you go to the Huffington Post, it infects your computer with a virus, because Huffington Post, since they got bought out by AOL, even before they got bought out by AOL, is just the most annoying fucking website in the world.
Well, So have you actually been trying this diet, or are you just, you know, so you're just eating like tuna patties with hot sauce?
Yeah.
That's what, when my, you know, it's funny, speaking about tuna, have you ever had those, the tuna patties? It's like tuna patties. They call them croquettes or something like that, where they actually make a patty out of, a lot of people do it out of salmon.
Okay.
But you can do it out of tuna as well. I don't know what you mix in it, like mayonnaise and some other sundry, maybe cut up onions and things like that. And then you fry it.
Much
in
like you would a hamburger patty.
Yes.
Yes.
It is the most disgusting thing I have ever had in my life. My mom used to make it all the time. I hated it.
Okay.
And it wasn't the salmon, because we couldn't afford the fancy salmon. I mean, not at that time, until she got remarried and then we had money. But with my real dad, I mean, not to say that he, man, that sounded really bad.
Oh, I'm sorry. That sounded really bad. You really need to get to the point here.
That was like, I was like basically saying my real dad had a loser job and we had no money, and then she got remarried. And anyway,
right, which she married for the money, clearly.
No. Oh, okay. Anyway, so salmon patties are gross. Tuna patties are gross. It's just gross. So that's all I had to say about that.
All right. Well, I, you know, just as a matter of keeping things on record here, we'll just go ahead, because you know, there'll be a lot of people in Vegas that will see me, so they'll know whether I've lost the weight or not. So just as of today, which is August 26, 2011, I weighed in right before the show. I came in at 472 pounds.
Wow, you've lost some weight then.
So 472 pounds, and I'm 5'6". So there we go. And so I'm hoping to not only lose several hundred pounds, but also grow 6 inches.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, so what's going to happen when you get there, and not only have you lost all this weight, but you're like a whole foot taller or whatever than you said, you know? I mean, people are going to be like, what did you do? Like, put yourself in some kind of stretching machine?
Yes.
Or like, you know, go over to China where they like cut your bones and then...
Oh, do they do that? I should investigate that.
I don't know if they do that, but I've on some TV show, I saw something about it one time, but I don't know if it was real.
So, all right, let's talk about Vegas, because we're getting close to doing Vegas. Well, that sounded bad, but we're getting close to going to Vegas, because
I know everybody's been complaining about cost.
Well, you know, it costs what it costs, but I don't think, for based on any other place that we would go, overall the costs have been relatively low. Because, and that's the great thing about Vegas, right? There's like two places in the United States that you can get cheap airfare to all the time. One of them is Disney World, and the other one is Vegas. So, you know, pretty much anywhere you are in the continental United States, you can get cheap airfare to either Vegas or to Disney. So that's why
you're talking about Orlando, right?
Yeah.
Disney World. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I can get cheap. We should have it there next year.
No.
I have friends there, too, that would let me stay with them, and then I wouldn't even have to pay for a hotel. Mm-hmm. It would be really cheap. And I love SeaWorld, and SeaWorld is there, too.
But the thing about going to Disney is that there's gay days at Disney that happens, you know, earlier in the year that a lot of people go to. So I don't know that people would want to go back to Disney for Pride 48. So
we do Pride 48 for gay days.
All right. You know what? This is going to be such a fucking train wreck this year in Vegas that it's questionable as to whether there will ever be another Pride 48.
It won't be a train wreck. We have loads of people coming.
I know we have loads of people coming. The question is whether they will be there to see anything, because at this point, I don't even know what the hell's going on. I'm trying to figure out what equipment needs to be shipped over there, because I can't really afford to pay $25 per bag on the plane to basically...
Well, I've been told you have really nice equipment, so there should be no problem.
I'm just saying it's going to be cheaper for me to ship it out there a week in advance.
Are you shipping me something, or
no.
Is that...
No? Because your computer's all died, and I figured I was going to send you the Mac Mini and have you set it up, but then after I found out that your apartment is apparently where computers go to die, I decided against it, because it's very important that this computer actually work for
Vegas.
Well,
I'll get a... Okay, fine.
No, actually,
I was excited.
Actually,
I've never used one of those before.
You know what? You can take it with you from Vegas. But here's the problem is I was going to send it to you, but then on the last State of the Station over on Pride 48, which you can subscribe to over at the Pride 48 site. Anyway, over in the last State of the Station show, Arthur dropped the bomb that he will not be here this coming week, so I have to do that show, and I used the Mac to stream. So if I had sent it to you, I would have no way to stream. So...
Because right now you're coming to me through a tin can with some string.
No, right now I'm coming to you through a PC, but it the Edcast software doesn't work with this machine very well. It stutters, and the only reliable streaming that I can get done around here is on the Mac. So,
well, I do have a request. When we all become rich and famous doing our podcast, right?
Right, because there's huge money in podcasting.
Well, I mean, there depends, but there can be. But seriously.
Are they a new client? Depends? Are we doing the adult diaper thing now? Oh,
no, I'm not taking them. They called, but I said no. Anyway, so when we become rich and famous, I would like to do Pride 48. And, you know, this may be when, you know, 50 years from now.
Right.
And we may be all using walkers and be as old as Wes.
Right.
But I would like to do it in Montreal.
Okay. Why?
Mainly because, well, could you guess possibly
why I
would want to do it in Montreal?
Because it's a very clean city? I don't know.
No. Well, you know me pretty well, so I would think that you would have some sort of clue as to what. They have several strip bars where the strippers get completely naked. Really, like, all the way naked. No clothes.
All right.
Just swinging things around in your face.
Let's see. Hold on. I'm checking now. Let's see. Nevada strip clubs.
They don't. I've already checked. It's a straight strip club that mostly women go to, and they don't get completely naked, and they have like a gay night or something.
Naked gay.
There is one strip club. I've checked. There's one male strip club in Las Vegas, and it is not gay.
I just totally burped.
But I will be there.
Have you decided maybe you should go and check out the Blue Moon Resort while you're in Vegas?
Is that a bathhouse or what is it?
It is a... it is not a, it is the hotel for men. Blue Moon, Las Vegas, the hotel for men. And just looking here at the photo on their website, there are naked people laying at the pool. So I'm assuming that you can at least be completely naked at the pool. And look, they offer day passes. The Blue Moon Resort offers those who are not staying with us overnight with an opportunity to enjoy our resort features and a chance to mingle with the crowd.
You want to go over there with me?
A Blue Moon day pass gives you access to our entire facility from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. for only $25.
We could try it out together.
Oh, I'm sure my husband would why don't you go and take photos?
Well, he can go too. You know what? It'll probably be a bunch of like 90-year-old men that have wrinkles down to their knees, but that's okay. I'll try it out.
Oh, but look, if you go to the Blue Moon website, you can find the Las Vegas Gay Nightlife directory here. So it's telling you what's there in Las Vegas, gay club-wise.
Well, I'm hoping because it's Pride that there's going to be some sort of action going on that will be different than normal. Maybe the strip club will have a gay night during Pride, and maybe that'll be good. Maybe the other thing I like here recently, well, not recently since I've been to Arkansas, but when I was still living in Dallas, I really like massages with the happy endings.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd really like to find a really hot masseuse. And I'm sure they're all going to travel there from all over the country because it's Pride.
Well, and I'm looking here at the Las Vegas Pride website, and you'll be happy to know that there is a women's picnic on Sunday that'll be taking place. Yeah, you should go there to the women's picnic.
And not to say that I like the massage with the happy endings because I can't get sex, but my whole new outlook on life is that sex is a lot of work. And if I can pay somebody a little bit of money who's hot, who will also be naked, who will give me a really good massage for an hour, and I get to come at the end of it,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's heaven. And I mean, really, are you going to ever find a trick where you're going to say, hey, here's what I'd like you to do. I don't want to do any work. I just want you to come over. I want you to rub me down with lotion or baby oil or whatever, you know, for like 45 minutes with like nice, relaxing music playing. And then I want you to jack me off at the end.
Well,
I mean, I don't think a trick is really going to want to do that.
Okay. I'm kind of half listening to you because I'm looking here to see if there's anything going on at our hotel. But there is a men's pride tea dance over at the Blue Moon Resort, but it's on the 18th, which is Sunday. I think you're actually leaving on Sunday at like 6.
What's a tea dance?
Tea dance is a dance with tea. I don't know what tea dance is, actually.
And again, I'm talking about sex. Everyone's going to think that I'm a slut, and they're all drunk now because I guess they all have a drinking game. When's Adam going to mention sex or nudity?
Whatever.
But
I'm just saying you're going to miss out on the Blue Moon tea dance. So,
well, I may stay an extra night if I can work it out in my budget.
You should stay an extra night.
that involves another plane ticket, and that seems kind of irresponsible.
Or you could just hitchhike back to Arkansas.
Right, right. I'll find a sugar daddy while I'm there.
Well, yeah, you should go and find a sugar daddy while you're there, and there you go. Maybe you can give him a massage and jack him off, and that would.
Well, I am looking forward to Las Vegas. I'm looking forward to meeting everyone because I haven't met any of you people.
Right.
Anybody?
Oh, suddenly we're you people.
I haven't met, any of the Pride 48 listeners, hosts, anybody. I haven't met any of those people.
Well, then, yeah, you'll get to meet them.
And I was told by one of our listeners who called us on the last show, I believe, Kathy, that I was the life of the party. She doesn't even know me, and she already thinks that I'm, she doesn't even know that my favorite thing to do when I come home is to lay on the couch and fall asleep. But, she's assuming that I'm the life of the party, so I guess I'm going to have to try to live up to that.
There you go.
Because I know she's going.
Well, speaking of going places, did you need to say anything about your trip to Atlanta?
You're so good at segues.
Oh, well, whatever.
I know you took that in college.
I did. I took Segway 101 in college.
Well, speaking of Segways, so I did go on this trip to Atlanta to plan a wedding. Mm-hmm. And I have this uncle
I forgot to warn the listeners. Now would be a good time to go and refresh your beverage.
Why
do you do
that?
Or perhaps go outside and smoke.
I am not a...
anything that you need to get done, go ahead and do that now. All right, go ahead, Adam. I'm sorry.
People love my stories, and they never know when nudity might be involved.
Okay,
so, whatever. So I was playing in a wedding for my cousin, and I went there. And on a side note, they do have an all-nude strip club in Atlanta that I didn't know about that I did sneak out and go to. I didn't really sneak, actually. I borrowed the car from my parents and said, hey, I'm going to a strip club. No, I didn't. I said I was going somewhere else. But anyway, my uncle, who I always play with in weddings.
Yes.
He's always freaked me out because I've always thought that he was gay. Like, I just always, and he's kind of a step uncle. He's not my original uncle with that aunt. He was like a new addition.
So he's not related to you.
Well, he is related, but he's only.
Not by blood. He's related to you only by marriage.
Well, right. But I mean, my other uncle would have only been by marriage too, because my aunt is actually my mom's sister.
Okay.
But anyway, regardless. So he's not the original one, and I never called him uncle. Well, he was always nice, but he always took such an interest in my life,
yes.
Like more so than anybody else. And I'm not completely out to my family, but they all know that I have, quote, struggled. But anyway.
Poor Adam. He is struggling. Do they pray for you at church?
Yes, they pray for me at church. But so,
Lord, please help our son Adam to not like the penis.
But for I don't know, as long as I've known him, 10 or 15 years, he would ask questions like, while I lived in Dallas, he'd be like, oh, have you ever heard of the Turtle Creek Corral? Because that's the gay men's court. Of course, I sang in the Turtle Creek Corral, but I wasn't going to tell him that. But he would ask questions like that, like he was fishing for, are you gay? Do you sleep with men? Yada, yada. So. He just always makes me feel uncomfortable. And he has been recently, he has become more bold and brazen and told
more
me things
brazen.
Like, I look cute and my diet was really, I don't know why you think you need to lose you're looking really good.
Wait, he tells you that you're cute?
He sent me a text message once that said that. And then we were at our little cabin thing that the family owns. And he sent me a text message saying, because we had gone on a run to get some exercise. And when we got back, he had said, oh, I had wanted to help you out while we were on the run. But anyway, I mean, he's just gotten brazen.
Whoa. All right. So you went on a run together.
Yeah.
So a shirtless run together.
No, it was not shirtless. But we went on a run together.
He said he wanted to help you out on the run?
Something along those lines. Anyway, so he's been freaking me out. And I mean, what do I do? Go to my family and say, hey, my uncle's sending me like sexual text messages, and break up his marriage and everything else. I don't want to do that. And maybe she knows that he's a big homo married. I don't know. But anyway, so then we're on this trip. He's on the trip. He plays the piano or organ. I play the trumpet,
He does play with his organ.
Right. He's on this trip, and we're in the car together, and I try to not be alone with him. Sometimes it's unavoidable, but I try to keep from being alone with him. But I was alone with him one of the days, and for an hour, and we were in the car, and he actually says to me in the car, he turns to me and says, would you mind if I kissed you right now? And I didn't even know what to say. I'm like,
wait, what did you say?
Well, I said, I wanted to say a lot of things. I wanted to say, first of all, how do you know that I even have sex with men? I've never come out and told you that. Okay. I mean, do I have a big sign on my forehead? But what I said was, I don't think that would be appropriate because you're my uncle and you're married to my aunt.
And he asked if he could kiss you.
And I said, I don't even know if I said I'm flattered or what, but I just said, I really don't think that would be appropriate. I was, and then it was so awkward because, I mean, he had asked me this.
How old is this guy?
He's like, I think he's like 50.
He's like my age. Right. Thanks.
You're not 50.
Whatever.
And I never said he was old, but he is my uncle. He's like almost, so my aunt is 67. He's like 17 years younger than her.
Okay.
I don't know why they got married. He's real artsy fartsy and she's a music teacher and into theater and stuff. And I don't know if, you know, she's just his beard and what I who knows? Or he's her, however that works. But he says, would you mind if I kissed you? Why, yes, I would mind if you kissed me. You're my uncle.
See, now the problem with this is you're in the group me thing. You're in the group me text messaging thing for Pride 48.
How does that have anything to do with...
I'm just saying that now that anyone that listens to this show, they're going to find it awfully amusing to just constantly text message you in Vegas.
And say, would you mind if I kissed you?
Yeah. That outfit looks cute. That's a very cute outfit. You look cute today.
Right.
You look cute today.
Do you want to go for a run?
Would you like to go for a shirtless run over at the Blue Moon Hotel?
Anyway, he really
Your aunt is out at the buffet, so we can sneak away and go over to the Blue Moon Resort.
It's a real dilemma because I like him. He's a nice guy, but he really
He's not a nice guy. He's a creepy guy. Well, see, we had this problem on a trip to Los Angeles last year. There was a creepy guy at the get-together for the World of Warcraft stuff. And we just started calling him Creepy Bill, which he well deserves that. But I'm just saying, I'm sorry, those people are, you have to call those creepy people out.
You know, I have some empathy because he's probably just one of those guys who is gay, who never could realize his gayness fully. And because of societal pressures, had to get married. And,
whatever. Not if he's only 50. If he's 50, he was only that's like 6 years older than me. So that means that he grew up roughly the same time I did. And that's incorrect.
You're not 50.
No, I said I'm 44.
Oh, right. Sorry.
I said he's 6 years older. It doesn't matter.
Well, anyway,
I
have empathy, but yes, I have a creepy uncle.
I have a question. Did you take him with you to the all naked strip club?
No, but you know, the funny thing is, so I told everybody
you should have
a story.
Taken him and just had him give you the money for it. Can I have some singles?
Right. What I did was I told my parents, I'm like, because I really do have a friend that lives in Atlanta. So I said, I want to go see this friend. And I was just going to get a cab or something. But they're like, hey, you want to borrow the car? And I was like, sure. And so he said, he text messaged me and said, oh, you're probably just going out to hook up with some hot guy, aren't you? And I said, no.
I have a question for you, Adam.
What?
Can I kiss you? The news.
Did you have news stories or was I reading the ones from last week?
You're reading the ones from last week.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for telling me that. Let me pull them up really quick. Gosh, I wasn't even prepared. So one of these is funny, at least. The other one, you said everyone else has covered this. I don't know why you're... that one's not available.
Oh, good. Okay, good.
No, the one that was funny is not available anymore. Wait a minute. So I'll read this one. A Swedish man who was arrested after trying to split atoms in his kitchen said Wednesday he was only doing it as a hobby.
Right. And that's the one that I told you has already been covered on other podcasts. So there's not even a point. So basically, we have no news section here tonight.
Well, let me Google that other one and see if I can. The site that it was on has pulled I don't know. Let's see. Arrested.
Well, don't give away the headline.
Okay, hold on. Let me look here. Maybe I can find it on another website. I think it's coming up.
You did read the headline of the other news story, so I should probably move on to that. All right, so now we're going to the next one. Here it is. Yes.
And this is at McDonald's. A Florida man is under arrest after attempting to run away from police who were responding to complaints that he'd been disgusting McDonald's patrons by popping zits on his back. Owen Cato, well, he just wanted some extra white sauce.
Apparently stationed
himself outside a McDonald's restaurant in Cape Coral on Monday and proceeded to squeeze pimples on his back for the next 10 minutes. After a number of customers formally gagged their opposition to his, oh, that's funny. Formally gagged their opposition to this activity, Cato was then approached by an off-duty police officer who asked his name. Anyway, after a search, police turned up a syringe in his pocket, which his girlfriend later explained that Cato uses to inject blues, a.k.a. Oxycontin, into his veins.
How do you pop pimples for 10 minutes?
I don't know. But, you know, I didn't bring this up on the last episode that we won't ever release, but
yes.
My dad used to have pimples on his back, and one of the favorite things for my mom and I to do was he would be laying on the bed and we would pop the pimples on his back.
Move on. All right, moving on. Jesus Christ. Since there was no news stories, and I guess I have to do the whole pie thing. I was trying to avoid doing the pie thing because I don't think it went very well.
Well, we didn't get very much applause for it, but you know.
No, the whole pie thing, because while I was down in Florida, I reconnected with an old friend of mine who is an Uber geek, much like myself. He and I met each other when we were both programmers at a computer company. Where else would you be a computer? It doesn't matter. So we hadn't seen each other for about 10, 15 years. So we had reconnected on Google Plus. And so while I was down in Florida, Robert and I went out to he and his wife's house for dinner and basically picked up right where we left off. Because, see, one of the things that we used to do was we would stay late in the office. Because we wouldn't come in until late, and then we would stay late. That was ours.
Would he ask you if he could kiss you?
No, he didn't. No creepiness whatsoever. But we used to be fascinated by pi, the number pi. So we would try to figure out, like, and write little programs to see how many decimal places out we could calculate it. And so we got it up to about, like, 2,000 decimal places. And as we were just, you know, combing through the numbers, just looking at them and whatnot, I found an 800 number. And I was just like, oh, we should call that number. And so we called an 800 number. And the guy answered, and he was like, you know, hello. And we're like, yeah, did you know that your number's in pi? And he's like, what's pi? And it's like, oh, it's the diameter of the circle divided by its radius. And he's like, oh, get off my phone. And he hung up. But anyway, we found that highly amusing.
Can I just interject here at the moment to keep everyone awake that if anyone wants to know who the life of the party is going to be at Vegas,
whatever,
I'm pointing to this man right here who will get drunk while discussing pi with you.
But there was an important point here, which is, all right, so pi is an infinitely repeating, basically, essentially random number. So if you were to treat the decimal places of pi, so if those numbers, that string of numbers, if you were to treat them as just chunks of binary, right? So chunks of binary, you know, converted into binary, and basically, then in theory, you should be able to chop that up and, you know, at certain points, because it is infinite and because it is random, at certain points, there should be sections of that binary that if you were to play it as a wave file would actually play sound, right? In other words, it would, this very conversation, this show could be contained somewhere within the infinite decimal places of pi. So So instead of us wasting our time recording it or whatever, we could just, you know, find that episode, that decimal place, and just tell people just to go there. And
well, maybe that's where the last episode that we recorded is. It's in
it
pi.
Is. It is. The last episode that we recorded is in pi.
So, you know, I'm just going to say, ring, 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 banana phone.
Ring, 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 banana phone. Oh, so sorry. Did you have something to say? Too bad. We're moving on into the email and voicemail section of the show.
I'm still going to say it anyway. I'm going to say, if anybody wants to hear last week's show, your assignment is to calculate pi out to as many digits as you can, and then find last week's show.
That's right.
In pi, and then call us and let us know how it was.
Correct.
Bazinga.
Yes.
I do want to say something before we get into reading the emails that kind of has
perfect segue twice tonight.
No,
twice
this is
tonight
emails.
I've done perfect segue. Okay, go ahead.
This is email. All this right. is contact right. related.
Go ahead.
But so I listened. I have been listening to Live It Up now.
Oh, you have?
I have, and I was going to call you guys, but I was at work, and I couldn't really call and leave a humorous message while I was at work, and I forgot about it when I got home. So I'm just going to say a couple of things. First yes. of all, I enjoy the show.
Yes.
I want to say that. Second of all, though, Wes said something about one of us being the evil one, and I want to know which one of us it is. He said something else about them moving windows in his office.
Yes.
So, and that kind of confused me, and I can't think about what else. I had it all written down on a notepad. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I just want to say that I have been listening, and I will continue to do so.
Well, if you've listened to the show at all, you should know right up front that, you know, I'm clearly the evil one, as far as Wes is concerned.
No, he was talking about me and him, because he was saying something about you using the sound effects on this show you use on the on your show with him.
You know what? You've got a little bit of a goatee going on there tonight, so you could be the evil one, because it's well known that the evil one always has a goatee.
That's not a goatee. I just have some stubble. I didn't shave
Whatever.
Today.
I'm looking at you, Steven. Steven has a goatee. That makes him evil.
Mm.
All right. So we have email.
We do have email. Let me pull up. So which ones are you reading? Because I don't know which ones you have.
I don't even know if I have any. Because we already did it. And then I might have deleted them. Let's see.
Well, we have four. It's Mark, Matthew, Kim, and Joey.
Oh, just go ahead and read them.
Okay, so the first one is from Joey, from the famous Fabulous Cocktails and Cream Pies.
I have Joey's.
So why don't you read that one then for us, Daniel?
I love, he said in emphasis, I love that Dubious Intent is back. And I love hearing Adam back in the podcast world. You two are great together. Keep it up. P.S. Tell Dr. Stone that I am also listening to Live It Up, and I love him too.
You know, the funny thing about Joey is he puts their logo as a big old huge signature in all of his emails.
Yes.
And the signature is almost larger than the actual email itself. And I mean, everything other than his dick size is on there. I mean, we got a phone number.
You could probably tell him that in Vegas. Although I haven't seen his name on the reservation list. I don't know if he's actually.
Well, he said he was going. Okay. He told me he was.
Well, when was the last time you talked to him? Because I didn't see him on the big list.
Well, it's been a few weeks, but the last time that I emailed, which was a few weeks ago, he actually specifically said in his email to me, can't wait to see you in Vegas.
Okay.
So I don't know. Maybe he's staying somewhere else or didn't get the memo that he was supposed to. Who knows?
All right. I also have Kim Beaver, so you can read the next one that's not Kim Beaver's.
Okay, let me see what the next one is. So this is from Matthew, Spanking B. Arthur, for those of you who know that. Yes. I didn't care for Kes. He doesn't say hi or anything, by the way. He just goes right into the meat.
Yeah, right down to business. You know what? Matt from Spanking B. Arthur is also, he is working feverishly on the script.
Alrighty then.
No, for the Pride 48 kickoff show. He's writing the script.
Which I don't even get to be a part of.
Why?
Because I haven't been invited to be a part of it.
Well, you're not an actor.
Well, are you?
But I'm playing myself, so I don't need to be an actor.
Well, I could play myself.
Okay, good.
So anyway, he says, I didn't care for Kes either, especially after the first season. I think he's referring to Voyager.
Yeah, you think so?
I hated the watered-down theme song to Enterprise.
Yes.
Next Generation had an awesome Bajoran character. She was the first Bajoran character, I believe.
She was.
And Kira Nerys on Deep Space Nine, DSN, whatever, I have a book of Shakespeare signed by her. Why? I happened to find it and no one wanted it.
Well, there you go. No one wanted a book of Shakespeare signed by Nana Visitor.
Yeah, I didn't know her name and I didn't like that show, so.
Well, the first Bajoran was Ro Laren, or the first Bajoran that they introduced into Next Generation was Ro Laren. And funny story, Ro Laren was supposed to be the Kira Nerys character. And it was the actress that played Ro Laren that got too big for her britches and didn't wanted too much money or whatever. And so they instead hired Nana Visitor and wrote the character as Kira Nerys. So there you go.
Well, anyway, I still love Kes and I don't care what you two say.
Kes sucks. Anyway, thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know why I called him Matthew.
Because he's Matthew. If you don't know him, but I know him. I'm intimate with him. We play the World of Warcraft together. Anyway, so our next email, moving right along here, comes from Miss Ken Beaver. I don't know why it came out like Ken Beaver. Like that's her brother. Hi, I'm Ken Beaver. I'm from the Faroe Islands too. No, it's from Kim Beaver, who says, hi, it's only me. I quite enjoy the new version of Dubious Intent. I do miss Sweet Anne and Dear Alden, but I like Adam a lot. His colorful persona and struggling with all things human sets an interesting and amicable counterpoint to Daniel's close to omniscient but always likable aura of borderline perfection. You are both hilarious, entertaining, and very dear to me. I am happy that you resumed course, and I like the geeky talk too. And if you need a copy of that email, you could probably find it somewhere in Pi. P.S. I'm quite pleased that you found that splendid sponsor of yours, CheapLube.com.
There you go. I believe she went on to say something about how none of the listeners would want to donate any money to such crap.
Whatever.
And something like that. And that's why we need to have sponsors.
Whatever. Just saying.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
We appreciate
Beaver.
That. And yes, I do struggle with all things human.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what's our final email?
Our final one is from Mark, and it was mostly for me, but there was a little bit of DI Plus in there. So he just basically says that he caught the last Adam and Maddie show because I put out a final one just saying, hey, I know we fell off the face of the planet, but whatever. And he says, I used to be told life was what happens to you when you're busy making plans. We also hit a wall. My partner was diagnosed with cancer just as you boys dropped out of sight. He's in remission for the moment, but hey, you have to live life to the max while you have it. Life is a bit too fragile not to. I'm really glad you're doing okay and are back on the air. I had caught up with DI Plus and am loving it. I guess you can count that as feedback for DI Plus. That one has legs as long as you can control Daniel's sound effects.
What? Ever. All I can say to that is...
Fight my shiny metal ass.
Right.
And then he goes on to say he's liking Twig as well, which is I've co-hosted on This Week in Gay a couple of times, so...
I see.
Take care, Mark.
Well, there you go. Well, thank you, Mark, and I'm sorry to hear about your partner.
I am, too. I was really sad to hear about that. That was it. And we didn't have any voicemails, and because we didn't put out a show last week, we also don't have any voicemails now.
Correct. Well, speaking of cancer... you know, because you're big on the segues. Speaking of cancer, so that was the reason that I went down to Florida. That was the reason I was down on that trip. And I think I did give an update in the last show that we'll never see the light of day, which I think we've spent more time this show talking about the show that we'll never see the light of day than we actually spent recording the show that we'll never see the light of day. But that's neither here nor there. Anyway, so I went down and saw my dad who had his bladder removed. So, and he's doing really well. So he is doing well, sans bladder.
Well, I'm glad he's doing well. You know what? I don't think that you mentioned it on this show. I think you mentioned it on Live It Up because I heard it on there. And when I heard it, I didn't recall having heard you say it to me.
Right.
And I thought, yeah. I wonder why he didn't cover it on our show.
Because I was trying desperately to not repeat myself on all these 5,000 different shows that I'm doing. But, I mean, the main reason I was doing the show with you is because I enjoy podcasting and Wes is not regular. Like he needs some more fiber in his podcasting diet because he's not very regular. A lot of people give me feedback that, oh, you should do another episode of Live It Up. It's not me. It's Wes. Wes is the one that is never, he's a very, very busy man. Very, very busy. So we don't get to record. So I was, you know, that's why I wanted to do this show with you so that we could do it weekly. And then, of course, you kill all your computers. And
I can't help it that it wouldn't come on. It wasn't my fault. I've been very regular other than when I was on my trip and you were gone as well. So.
Don't try to pin this on me because I was,
maybe you killed my computer.
I did not. I did not kill your computer. I had nothing to do with it. This seems like a really boring episode, though. Did we cover anything in here that was remotely entertaining at all?
We had my uncle that would get
pervert. Now he kissed you?
No, I'm sorry. That asked to kiss
no,
me.
No,
wait
no,
a minute.
No. You said your uncle kiss that kissed you.
Uh-huh. No, he did not kiss me.
Now it gets interesting.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. No, he didn't. And fleas and pie. We covered pie.
Right. Fleas and pie.
High metabolism food. The fact that you're going to lose like 3,000 pounds before Vegas.
Losing 3,000 pounds is unrealistic. I'm only going to try to lose 300 pounds.
Well, I don't think it's a very good form to say on the show that you think the show was boring.
Oh.
Because people could have been laughing this whole time and then gotten to your comment about it being boring and then been like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have been laughing.
That's going to be an interesting that's going to be an interesting thing for Vegas. I've actually thought about that.
What, that all the shows are going to be boring?
No, it's just I'm used to sitting in a room and recording a show, right, with a co-host. And between the three co-hosts that I have, the only one that ever laughs at my jokes is Gene. So you and Wes are like stoic people that never laugh at anything that I say.
I laugh at your jokes.
No.
And they're funny.
See, and that's the difference. Gene laughs at all of them.
See, that was a laugh right there.
Right. That wasn't even genuine. That was like a clip file or something. Anyway, but the point that I'm trying to make, I forgot my point. What was I trying to say? Oh, so this is what I think. No.
How old are you again?
Shut up. This is what I think is going to be really interesting is we say things on the show that are funny, but because we've either heard them before with each other in you know, pre-show or something, we don't necessarily give genuine laughter or whatever. So I think it's going to be interesting to actually do a podcast in front of a group of people because I think and not just me. I think like Foul Monkeys is going to have this happen to them. I think a lot of the shows are going to have this happen to them where they're going to say funny things and people are going to laugh and that's going to throw them off because they're not used to actually having audience reaction immediately. And
or maybe we need to have someone standing there with one of those applause cards.
We should.
And then at certain times during the show, just kind of hold it up, you know, and so that everyone can you know, clap and laugh and all of that good stuff.
That's right. We can get Steven from Wisconsin to be our official card carrier, you know, our official thing, whatever you call
it could
that
be
guy that holds.
Vanna.
Yeah. Well, so, no, Vanna didn't hold the signs, but yeah, he can have a sign. He can have one that's like, you know, like yay and like applause and
well I don't know what they're called but ooh. They when you go to those kind of shows they have a warm-up person
yes
that's like not the host but comes out and like does some comedy and like gets people loosened up and explains how the show's gonna go and all that kind of stuff and I think they're the same person that kind of holds up the applause card and stuff so whatever that person's called
he would be the person in the know.
You know what, I bet that the name of that whatever that person is that title is in pie.
It probably is. It's and now I'm trying to figure out this. Why did you come up with this title? Because it is the hardest fucking one to ever.
Yeah,
so it's like the that person would be in the know. Oh, fuck. Okay, fine.
You can't.
Whatever. See, no, just whatever. The world knows my nose. Dubious Intent was written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 2x2DI+. That's 2x2DI+, or drop us an email. I am Daniel J. Brewer. He is adamburns.uk, both of them at gmail.com. You know, send us a comment. Something like, God, that was the worst title of an episode ever.
Whatever. And I'm not recording another fucking show until somebody leaves us a voicemail.
Really, we got this cool voicemail number and everything, 2x2DI+. For those of you who don't know, that's 229-234-7587.
I mean, I went to all the trouble of not even recording a message for it, and no one's left us anything.
Well, that's the problem. You should have recorded a message. Anyway, thanks for listening and all that stuff. And don't forget, go to cheaplubes.com, your source for all of your cheap lubes, and use your checkout code DI+.
You know what? The message is in pie. For Daniel, I'm Adam.